Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we thank you, we bless and we magnify your holy name. We thank you for a new day in our lives, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the salvation of our souls. Thank you for your glorious and wonderful plans that you have in stock for us. We say, be thou lifted up, my Lord. Be thou exalted. Be thou magnified. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Daddy, we want to thank you for all the past broadcasts, for all the manner of blessings that you have released unto us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We commit today's broadcast into your hands and we say, Lord, speak to us. Let there be a turnaround in our situation. And Lord Jehovah God, let there be salvation of souls. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And thank God for your life. I pray that indeed the Lord will speak to you today. And that's actually the title of my message this morning, that the Lord will speak to you, the Lord will speak something unique to you, and He will not only speak to you, but indeed you will hear Him speak to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I'm going to take my text from the book of Psalm 85, and I'm going to read from verse 7. Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people and to His saints, but let them not turn back to folly. The Lord will speak peace to you, peace in all areas of your life, spiritually, physically, financially, maritally. You will experience all-round peace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever that has constituted itself as a storm in your life, your Almighty God will speak to them, and they shall be still in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord is speaking peace to us. He speaks to us, and we will hear Him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling us that He's going to take His wrath away from us. The book of Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, He says, and the Lord passed before him. Exodus 34, verse 6, say, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. The Lord is saying that, look, He is long-suffering, He is abounding in goodness and in truth. And that is the God we are talking about that is going to speak to you. He will take away His wrath from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. One other thing also is that the God that we are talking about is ready to revive you again. He's ready to bring forth restoration in your life, in your family, in the mighty name of Jesus. The book of Ephesians, reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 13, say, but all things are exposed and are made manifest by light. For whatever make manifest is light. Therefore, it says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Christ is going to give you light in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every area of darkness in your life, the light of God will shine upon it in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be in confusion. You no longer operate in darkness because my God is speaking to you. You see, when God speaks to you, you will no longer be in confusion. All manners of confusion will be taken away because God knows the end from the beginning. He knows the beginning from the end. So that whatever he says to you, you hold on to it. And as much as you hold on to it, his word will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. It will illuminate your path in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we also need to know is that those that God speaks to, they are recipients of his mercies. God will not withhold his mercy from you. The book of Romans chapter 9, reading from verse 15. Romans 9, reading from verse 15. He said, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. Brothers and sisters, you will be recipients of the mercy of God. God will not withhold his mercy from you in the name of Jesus. By the mercy of God, the Lord will promote you. He will take you higher and higher in the mighty name of Jesus. By his mercy, the judgment that you deserve, the Lord will not give unto you, because God will show you mercy in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that no matter how bad, whatever you might have committed, how much wrong you have committed in the past, if you come to this God, he's ready to forgive you, he's ready to cleanse you of your sins, of your iniquity, and he will show you his mercy. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter 1, it tells us that he will not withhold his mercy from us. He will not deal with us in accordance with our iniquity. He is ready to wipe away our sins, and God will wipe away your sins. He says in that 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, says, if we confess of our sin, so there is already a caveat there that you have to confess. He says, if you confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All you need to do, brothers and sisters, is confess those sins to him, and you will be beneficiary of his mercy. But brothers and sisters, we cannot continue to live in sin and expect that the mercy of God will be available to us at all times. You can't continue to commit atrocities, and each time you commit it, you run to God and say, ah, God, have mercy on me. And as he's showing you his mercy, you go back again and commit the same thing. No, that is not what we are talking about. You need to come to him, confess your sin, and abstain from such sins. And God will grant you the grace to do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we are listening to God, it's a personal commitment. When God speaks to us, it's a personal thing. He speaks to us individually. In the book of Revelations chapter 3, verse 20, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking, say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. So Jesus is telling the Lord, look, I'm ready to come to you. I'm ready to come and dine with you. What a wonderful thing to be dining with your God. So Jesus said, I want to dine with you. That's what he's speaking to you today. But you need to open your door, the door of your heart, the door of your home, the door of your businesses, the door of everything that concerns you. You need to open them to the Lord. And when you open them to him, he's ready to come in. And when he comes in, he's not coming there to destroy you. But he's rather, I'm coming to dwell with you. I'm coming to dine with you. I'm coming to give you wisdom that you do not know. You know, it's him that gives wisdom. And if you are dining with him, he'll just be pouring out wisdom to you. So, brothers and sisters, open your door of your heart to him today. As you hear the word of God today, do not harden in your heart. Open your heart to him, and he will release his wisdom. He will release knowledge unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, God is saying that he wants to do a lot of things for us. As he promised us in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, Deuteronomy 28, reading from verse 1, he said, now it shall come to pass, If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, that's when he speaks to you, the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. The Lord is ready to set you high, is ready to promote you, is ready to make way for you where there are no way, is ready to remove every obstacle standing in your way. But you need to hearken to his voice. Whenever he speaks to you, you need to hear him, not just to hear him, but to follow his words. In that verse, he says, and all these blessings, oh, wonderful, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Because you obey his word, because when he speaks to you, you follow his instruction. He is ready to give you peace. Peace beyond your widest imagination. Anytime we are seeking for peace where there are no peace, it is in Christ we have peace. When you have Christ, you have the peace of mind. When you have Christ, you have joy flowing through you. When you have Christ, you have abundance. You have abundance when you are with him. But many of us, we are not looking for Christ, but we are just looking for the blessing. The key thing is to have him. When you have him, you have the blessing. Many of us don't want to serve this God. We just want to serve him for what we can get from him. And as I've always been saying, that it is never done that way. You need to be ready to serve this God. You need to be ready to dedicate your time for him, to work for him, to spend and be spent for the Lord. And as you do so, it will repay you. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Seek him. Seek this God. Seek him. When he speaks to you, hear what he's saying and follow his instructions. God is saying that, look, I'm ready to speak to you, but you don't go back to your vomit. You don't go back to your foolish ways, but you continue to follow my word. Continue to make me the number one priority in your life. Continue to tell others about me, about my goodness. Go to the world and tell them about how good I am. That is what God is speaking to you today. That is what God is saying to you today. Go out, tell the world about the goodness of this world. Share the good news wherever you come across. And as you do so, God is ready to give you that peace that you are looking for. He's ready to make the storm of your life to be still in the name of Jesus. But you need to believe in it. You need to get to that level where you are going to say, nothing whatsoever is going to stop me from serving this God. There's nothing, nothing will stop me. And I pray that you get to that level in the name of Jesus. Let us stop seeking God for what we can get from him. But let us seek God in all sincerity, with all our heart. Let's pour out our heart to him. Let's open our heart to him. Let's allow him to dwell in us in every area of our lives and see what is going to happen. Because I can guarantee you, brothers and sisters, he will never leave you, will never forsake you. He will not disappoint you. He has never disappointed, and he will not disappoint you. So if you are hearing me today, you don't even have a relationship with this God I'm talking about, I'm giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone who have heard this message, I prophesy unto you that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. The Lord will speak to you. You will hear him clearly in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to follow his instruction, the Lord will release unto you. No temptation will come your way that you will not be able to overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. His favor will surround you. His favor will speak for you. The Lord will put into your mouth a new song, a song of joy, a song of fulfillment, a song of glory, a song of power. Wherever you go, you will win souls for the kingdom of God. You'll be mightily used of God. signs and wonders will follow you all the days of your life. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. It will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power, in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.